Today is the last Friday of the month. It's time now for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm in this morning for Tom Yoder, and joining me here in the studio is Rick Torres from the Montezuma County Veterans Service Office. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. It's our quarterly update on what services your office is working on these days. What's been going on lately?
Well, again, thanks for having me. I have a couple of things I'd like to talk to the public about, for what's going on outside our office, and then I'll finish up with a couple of items in our office. Everyone knows about the CHOICE program. That was a program that was developed a couple of years ago as a result of some veterans that died down in the Phoenix area. They were not receiving the VA care that they needed in a timely fashion. So Congress ended up doing their investigation. They came up with a couple of insurance companies that are going to help vets administer health care outside of the VA. Those companies are TriWest and HealthNet, depending on your zip code. Under that plan, there's two things that veterans have to meet a standard to go outside of the VA. And basically what it was is, well, a third one. You have to be enrolled in VA healthcare, number one. But the two main things were a veteran could go outside of the VA if the care was going to take more than 30 days before the VA could provide the medically needed care, or if the vet lived more than 40 miles away from the facility that they receive care at.
So the nearest facility here that provides veterans care, how far away is that?
Well, that would be in Durango is the nearest one, and a lot of our vets here fall outside the 40-mile or actually are eligible for care outside of the VA because they live on the western side of town or more than 40 miles away from the VA clinic in Durango.
So this came about, correct me if I'm wrong, because what was happening was the VA was having a really hard time providing timely services to veterans, and veterans weren't able to get the care that they needed just because of the backlog of cases that was going on in the VA. Is that fair to put?
That's it in a nutshell, yeah.
So the workaround here is that there are now other organizations that are able to provide health care for veterans as long as veterans meet a certain set of criteria.
That's correct.
Okay, so what does that mean for veterans in our area?
Well, what it means for vets is they have more options available to them. If they're not satisfied with the care that they're getting in the VA, and let me say, a lot of vets are happy with the care they're getting, and good for them. But the ones that are having difficulty getting specific care that they need in a timely manner, the VA came up with this plan to utilize two insurance companies. Now, one of the big changes that is coming down the road that I wanted to report this morning is that the need to fall under the 30-day or 40-mile rule, they're proposing to eliminate that. So what that means is you and your VA doctor, regardless of where you live or how long it's going to take to get the care you need, you and your VA doctor will make the call on where to get that care. If you still want to go down to Albuquerque, well, you think it's okay to wait, then you'll wait. If not, you and your doctor will make the call, and the VA will allow you, if this gets approved, to go anywhere that you need to go. And once it's authorized, one of those insurance companies will pay for that care. So that's a big deal.
That sounds like a lot of complex thing, and then whenever you get into healthcare, for anybody, it's complex. Who is a person that veterans should talk to ask questions?
Man, I'm so glad you said that, because what happens is we have a lot of vets it's hard to figure out who to call, how to navigate the system. What I always tell the vets is, look, call our office. I got myself, I got John and Sarah. We got three people there throughout the week that will help you navigate the madness of the VA maze.
So you guys are kind of the first point of contact, and you can help direct people to wherever.
We'll take care of it. I am happy. There's a lot of vets that do it on their own, or their wives or their husbands do it. More power to you. But those that are really struggling, come on in. Stop beating your head up against the wall. We'll take that on.
Moving on to a few other things, what else is going on?
Well, another thing dealing with the VA is there's something called the VA Dental Insurance Program. That was where the VA partnered with two companies, Delta Dental and MetLife. But that contract expired, I think it was last year or earlier this year. But what's happened is they've gone ahead and approved, and they're extending it, I think, out to December of 2021. Veterans that want to enroll in Delta Dental or MetLife or the spouses of a veteran that's 100% that is on Champ VA, basically you can buy into insurance plan. And you can find that online on va.gov or just do a general search, VA dental insurance program. And then you'll get all the rates that each company for our geographic area and our zip code, what the rates are for the type of care or insurance that you want.
So that means that the insurance coverage that most veterans have is now going to be expanded into dental?
Basically it's private dental insurance through those two companies, because the only dental that is covered for veterans is veterans that are 100% disabled, or if they have a service-connected injury that to their jaw or their teeth that happened in the service.
The Veterans Day is coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. Sounds like there is a parade again this year. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, if I could remind everyone that that annual Veterans Day parade, it's going to start on November 11th at 1 p.m. up here on West Montezuma and North Chestnut. We'll start lining up about an hour early, about noon. All the units and all the folks will start showing up, but we kick off and step off right at 1 p.m.
And just a quick reminder, I've heard that it is not necessarily appropriate to say Happy Veterans Day. In just a few moments, what is different about that?
Well, I think what happens is that's a personal thing. Memorial Day is in memory of the veterans that have passed away during service. But Veterans Day, you know, it's a celebration and an honor of our veterans that are serving and have served. I don't have a problem with it.
I've heard a few different things from different people, but
If you want to say Happy Veterans Day, knock yourself out. Memorial Day, you know, that's a more somber, a more memorial for those that have passed away. But for Veterans Day, if a vet says, "Hey, Happy Veterans Day, Rick," I'll be, "Hey, Happy Veterans Day," right back at you.
Yeah, that's between vets necessarily too.
I don't have a problem with it.
Sure, sounds like there's a lot of different ways to interpret those things. So. Rick Torres is the County Veterans Service Officer. He joins us this morning here in the studios for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. Rick, do you have anything to add before we sign off?
No, hey, everyone have a happy Halloween. Be safe out there. Watch the kids.
Oh, yeah, Halloween's coming.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, take care.